It's Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this week, the one and only Nita Strauss. How you doing, Nita?
I'm so good. I was just saying right before we got on, double Jackie for me talking about this record. How lucky am I? Thank you so much for having me back.
You are so sweet. Congrats on the release of your new record, The Call of the Void. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, it's out now. What is always thrilling about, you know, release day and getting a record out, no matter how often you experience it?
You know, this is actually only my second solo record. And so I definitely still have, you know, that rush. It's not like these bands that have like 10 and 15 albums out. Like, this is number two. So it's the first one I've, you know, ever had songs that go to radio. I've had so many milestones on this record. I'm just so happy that it's finally out to the world, that people can hear the record and the concept in its entirety, and I'm just so proud of it.
Nita Strauss with us celebrating the recent release of her new solo record, The Call of the Void. Here's another track from it. This one features Chris Motionless, Digital Bullets. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nita Strauss with us on the show celebrating the release of her new record, The Call of the Void. And you described the new album as being born kicking and screaming. Why is toiling inherent and maybe necessary to your creative process, particularly with this album?
I think if you're going to advance as an artist, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, you have to do things that you didn't necessarily think you were going to, push yourself in new directions artistically. Because if you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, at a certain point, you're just going to get stagnant. So, you know, working with these incredible guest vocalists, you know, with one of my guitar heroes, Marty Friedman, crafting totally different styles of song from what I was doing before, I think all of it helped me grow and get better and better as an artist.
Nita Strauss with us on the show. Her new record, The Call of the Void, is out now. Coming up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Motorhead. Nita's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. The lovely Nita Strauss on the show with us this week, celebrating the release of her new solo record. It's called The Call of the Void. And some vocalists on the record, like Anders from In Flames and David Draiman, brought their own melodies and lyrics. What fascinates you most about tracing the schematics of other people's creativity?
I thought it was so cool. You know, I love that those were the two that you mentioned, because those were the vocalists that I had absolutely no hand in part of what they did. You know, David and Anders both, I sent them an instrumental song and they sent me back a fully complete vocal, you know, melody and lyrics and everything. And it was such an interesting way to create, because I couldn't possibly have written a melody like either one of them did. You know, Anders gave us this very sort of classic old school In Flames vibe, you know, David with his sort of signature octaves and staccato vocals. And it was so cool for me to get to put a piece of music out there and have it come back in their signature style. So it was a very, very cool and unique way, I felt, to create.
The Call of the Void, Nita's new record, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. And hey, the Baby Clock tour with Baby Metal and Death Clock is kicking off in about a month from now. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up later on in the hour. Music from Black Sabbath next, and more with my guest, Nita Strauss. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nita Strauss with us on the show this week, celebrating the release of her new record, The Call of the Void. And a ton of touring, of course, the Summer Storm Tour. And of course, later on is the Rob Zombie Alice Cooper Tour you're going to be doing. And the Summer Storm Tour puts your name front and center on the marquee. Why is it important to you that people leave the show talking about the rest of your band?
Oh, yeah. I have the best band in the entire world. I've been asked many, many times, especially, you know, doing all the interviews for this album cycle, if you could put together your dream band, living or dead, who would be in it? And honestly, with no hesitation, I can say that my dream band is the one that I'm on the road with right now. I have the best band and crew in the world. Everybody here works so hard to make this show a reality. You know, my boyfriend is my drummer. My best friend is my keyboard player. You know, the guys in the band and I have been working together seamlessly since my first record in 2018. So someday I hope this show gets to, you know, Metallica level heights, opening up for, you know, bands like Metallica or Iron Maiden. When that happens, I want to have the same team with me that I do right now.
Coming up next, music from Sleep Token, also the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Nita Strauss. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Nita Strauss on the show with us this week. And Nita, your career has been built with hard work and being astute about pursuing good opportunities. What and who taught you that strong work ethic?
I attribute, honestly, a lot of that to my aforementioned boyfriend, Josh. You know, I have always had that drive and that will to succeed and keep going, but he has definitely been a big part of my strength over the last few years, you know, in these new endeavors, new musical heights that we've reached together, with him sort of at the driver's seat and me playing guitar in the passenger seat. He's saying, we're going that way. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Take the turn. And he really has been sort of that driving force in helping me continue when I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed or burned out.
Nita Strauss with us. Pick up her new record, The Call of the Void. See her out on the Rob Zombie Alice Cooper tour later on in the summer. Nita, such a pleasure to catch up with you. And I can't wait to see you again soon. So good luck with everything to come this summer.
Thank you so, so much. I hope you guys enjoy this record as much as we enjoyed making it for you.
Hey, stick around because we've got more metal on the way.